Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The rain. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more. Black power to my people. This is your brother, your comrade in arms, Sean Kwalee. I'm broadcasting live once again to you from the hells and the smells of North America. And as always, we consider it a privilege. We consider it a joy. We count it a blessing to be talking to you once again from this platform that we consider and that we call Black Power Radio. And as always, every time that we talk to you, we always have to count it the blessing of the ancestors and our people to be able to talk to our family who has struggled and labored with us, who has worked with us, who has struggled to gain a freedom that we have not enjoyed for the past 400 years. I'm talking about my family, the Black Nation. I'm talking about the original nation. I'm talking about those of us who have been blessed with melanated skin and blessed with the will and the creativity of the ancestors that permeates through our being, permeates through our minds, and permeates through our hearts. This is Black Power Radio. And I'm sending you Black Power greetings from our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, talking about that warrior laureate, talking about that one who is on the battlefield, that one who ain't scared of ish with an S, that one who ain't backing down, ain't bowing down, ain't punking out, ain't looking for a way out, ain't sissified, ain't punctified, ain't homogenized, and definitely, as you learned from a couple of shows ago, is not the white man's nigga in a dressed up way. Tonight, we want to get off into a real subject, a straight up, really a serious subject, and a real subject, a subject that is not a new subject. In fact, it's a subject that we've been dealing with for the past 500 years, a subject that we have been turning over in our minds, a subject that we've been turning over in our hearts, and a subject that we have turned over in our spirit. I'm talking about a subject that is really not only a subject, but a damn mission that we have to accomplish. I'm talking about the goddamn white man. That's what I'm talking about tonight. People want to get sidetracked. You want to get off into something different. You want to take on an assignment other than the assignment that's been given to us by our ancestors, given to us. by our Creator and given to us by the Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And don't be fooled. We coming to you in his name. Don't be fooled. We ain't coming to you in the name of Sprite and Pepsi and Coca-Cola and any of that other stuff. We coming to you in the name of the Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And for those of you that feel like or even believe in your mind some kind of sick way that the work of the Black Power General, that you feel like his work may have stopped and may cease in the early month of February of 2001, or in the early days of 2001, you got another thing coming. As the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey said, he say, look for me in the whirlwind. Huh. Look for me in the whirlwind. In the whirlwind. As the original Panther Party of the 1960s say. They say they left some cubs in the bush. Said they left some cubs in the bush. And so for those of you that feel like that the work of that bold general stopped in 2001, again, you got another thing coming. And so why are we taking a subject like this tonight, at this hour and at this time? It's more than necessary to take a subject like this. It's expedient and the right thing to do to take a subject like this, the goddamn white man. Why do I say that? It's because many of us have lost focus. We've lost focus. We are here in the hills of North America fighting against everything. Everything we could possibly fight against except the goddamn white man. You fighting against it all. You know what I mean? Anything. Anything you can think of, you fighting with it. Except for this beast. Except for this cracker. You fighting. And so we've been in this situation for 6,000 plus years. Why? Because we have refused to put this pale-faced, blue-eyed beast in his place. You've refused. You've refused to go nose to nose with your real enemy. And we are more than happy and more than glad to bring it to your brother, bring it to your sister, slander your brother, slander your sister, go nose to nose with your brother, go nose to nose with your sister. But you don't want to fight the cracker. And so I got to rein us in, because as I look at the so-called conscious community, we are becoming a parasite to ourselves. We're becoming a parasite to ourselves. So that we're, instead of going after the land, instead of capturing the hearts and minds of the people, instead of building up institutions that will support a black power theology and a black power structure, instead of doing that, we getting sidebarred and sidetracked on he said, she said, Negro mess. Getting sidebarred and sidestepped with things that are not within the scope and within the mission of the Black Power General and the Black Power Movement. It was him who gave us the topic, the goddamn white man. And he got that from his teacher. He got that from his teacher, Minister Louis Farrakhan. And so when he brought it to us as a black nation, hell, we have to look and examine at what he gave us. We got to look at it, and we got to ask ourselves, is this still relevant today in 2010, going into 2011? Is it relevant? Is what he said then, in terms of this beast, in terms of this peck of wood, in terms of this cracker, is it still relevant? Or are we, as some of our critics and detractors say, are we living in the past? Are we living in a dinosaur age? Are we doing something that that was good for them, good for our ancestors, good for the strugglers and freedom fighters who came before us, but it's not applicable today? Is it still the right thing to do to go at the white man? Is that the right thing to do? We have to be critical. We got to ask these kinds of questions. Is it the right thing to do? Or should we be focused on something else? Should we be looking for another enemy? Or should we take the argument that the enemy is no longer the white man, but that the enemy is ourselves? That the enemy is no longer the white man, but that the enemy is ourselves. Should we take that position? Well, let's look at it now. As we start off our broadcast, we always let you know our location. We always tell you that we're coming to you from the hells and the smells of North America. And when you look at the political scope and look at what's going on in terms of the politics of the white man, I don't see nothing in the politics of the white man that involves the good for black people. I don't see nothing. I don't see anything. I don't see not one elected official. I don't care whether they white, black, red, or yellow. I don't see one elected official that has anything to do with the complete liberation and salvation of the black nation. I don't see not one. And so they have elected all kinds of people now who are supposed to be, you know, right-wingers and, you know what I mean, the Republicans are supposed to be the dominant force now and this, that, and the other. And so that's good for them. That works for their interest. That works for their benefit. But now, what about us? When you look at now the black community and the black situation, you look at us and you look at the way our community is imploding on itself and turning on itself and destroying itself, and you look at the way that our youth seem hopeless, you look at the separation from our elders, and you look at the way that we are devoid of African culture, you look at the way that we have lost morality, you look at the way that our community is in a war state. When you look at it like that, who in the hell do you blame? Who in the hell takes the blame for the condition of our people? Who in the hell takes the blame, I mean the real blame, for the way that we have existed in this state and in this system and in this class situation for over 400 years? Who takes the blame? Who takes the blame for the chemical consumption? As Minister Malcolm X said, that every time that you crack open that 40-ounce bottle, every time that you crack open the seal on the bottom, that seal is a government seal. Who takes the blame? Who takes the blame? Who takes the root blame for the black-on-black violence that's in the black community? Who is it that's pumping the guns in the community? Who is manufacturing the guns in our community? Huh? Who is it that is keeping us at each other's throats and each other's necks? Who is it that takes the responsibility for our people's condition in terms of the education and the educational system? Who is it that takes the blame for everything that we learn being whitewashed? That everything we learn about comes from the white man? That we even tell our babies that a white man named Santa Claus gives them presents, you know, on a certain day, December 25th? Who takes the blame for this stuff? Who takes the blame for the Easter Bunny, you know, and the Easter Bunny laying a chicken egg? Who takes the blame for that? Who takes the blame for Thanksgiving, what they consider this holiday, this hella day that's coming up called Thanksgiving, where, you know, you eat, you know, your turkey and your dressing and your stuffing and your cranberry sauce and all that, but it's really the celebration of the slaughter of the red man and red woman? Huh? Who takes the blame for that? You have no choice if you are a wise black man and black woman. You have no choice but to put the blame where the blame belongs. You must put the blame on the white man. On the white man. I don't give a care what nobody got to say. I don't care what you think about it. The blame goes to the white man. It goes to the beast. Everything at the root of all that we go through is the white man. How can you deny? How can you deny that after 6,000 years we suffer because of this peckerwood? We suffer because of this beast. We suffer because of this bastard. How can you deny it? What excuse, what defense do you have to offer that says otherwise? What do you have? What can you present? What can you say? What is there to say other than the truth? The truth is we got to put the blame where the blame belongs. As the Black Power General taught us, you know, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, he said and taught us well, he said that you cannot pin the tail on the donkey. You must pin the tail on the honky. That's what he said. Did you forget? Did you forget what he said? You can't pin the tail on the donkey. You got to pin the tail on the honky. It was the Black Power General who said that he was against all of them. He said he was against them, their mother, their grandmother, their no good grandbabies. He said he was against everything that they stood for, the institutions. He was against every form of white supremacy and white reign and white domination. He was against that. He was against white imperialism and Arab imperialism. He was against all forms of imperialism and doministic reign of the black man and black woman here in America and abroad in Africa. Huh? He was against that. So are we still against that today? Are you against it today, or have we punked out? Have we become sissified and punctified and homogenized? Have we become the white man's nigger? Have we become that? Have you and me become scared of our own shadow, which is a black shadow? Have you become scared of yourself, and are you now bowing down to the white man? See, this is why now we have to get off into a black power movement. I'll take a quick call here. We'll get right back into it. 973-592. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. Your question or comment? The goddamn
Black Power,
white.
For Sean. I have a
Black Power. Comment. Black Power. What's going on with you, sir?
This is Brother Dalshan. I'm quite well. I just have a brief comment. I promise you, brief, but then I want to ask you a question. Since you're speaking about white racism and white supremacy, I would recommend for our readers to read two books written by Caucasians, and that first book is The Iceman Inheritance, written by Michael Bradley, explaining the origins of white racism, but also another book by a white father of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad by the name of Dr. Dorothy Blake Farzad. She wrote a book in 1996 called Message to the White Man and Woman in America, dealing with Yaqub's history. That's what's on the title of the book. And they both explain the origins of white racism. My question to you, Brother Sean, is, do you believe that there is a difference between white supremacy and white people? Because you hear people all the time say that we're not fighting against the white man, we're fighting against the system.
Good, beautiful question. I think that your question is there a difference between white supremacy and white people, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm not at all saying that there is, but I'm just asking you if you believe that.
I think that my service answer would be that they're one and the same, to be honest. That they're one and the same, because if under this present system, the white man and white woman, their mindset, their mentality, and their actions, everything that they do as a nation supports white supremacy. I don't care what they do. It all supports white supremacy. They're definitely not building up a black nation, not working for black power, nor black domination. So I would say initially that they're one and the same. The white man, the white woman, equal and represent white supremacy.
Okay, no, good answer there, brother, good answer. Like I said, I was just checking because so many people have actually tried to come at the party and other African-centered people who have stated, you know, it's the system, it's not the white man. And what I notice whenever people do that, they're just using an excuse to let Caucasians off the hook because,
right.
You know how that goes. But thank you, brother.
Hey, thank you so much, Rod, Brother Deshaun, for Rod. Thank you so much, and keep those questions coming, bro. That was a beautiful question.
Black power. I'll be tuned in.
Yes, sir, black power. And so that's real, and what the brother said was real. We are so quick, so quick to let the beast off the hook. We the only ones. We the only people who want to let the beast off the hook. When you ask the red man and the red woman, the red man and red woman who has knowledge, let me correct that, the red man and red woman who has knowledge of self and knowledge of history, they'll tell you off the bat who the enemy is. They ain't, you know, go ask Warrior Woman who the enemy is. She without hesitation will tell you that the enemy is the white man. They make no distinction about it. I mean, they let you know straight up. Only when you get to the black man and black woman do we start talking this integrationist mess. And I told you all the last time that integration was one of the greatest tricks ever played on black people. Integration was one of the greatest tricks ever put over on the black man and the black woman. There's no way to get around it. If I'm making it up, if I'm lying, then hell, you showed me how we have benefited from an integrationist standpoint. You showed me. You tell me how us being integrated with our oppressor and with the enemy has helped us in these days and times. As far as I can see, as far as I'm looking at it, hey, we have gotten further and further away from being ourselves, our original selves, and more like them, more and more into their false religions, more and more into their false cultures, more and more into their systems. We even now, you know, get off into their economics. You trying to get off into their economics, and you think that, you know, if you don't work long enough and you stack your checks long enough that you're going to be on a certain level with them. Okay, that's a very select few. Only a very select few make it to where somebody like an Oprah Winfrey is, even a Michael Jordan is, you know, somebody even, you know, in other areas. Only a select few make it to that point, to where, you know, you on top of the economic chain. For the rest of us, hell, we in the tank. We swimming with piranhas. We just trying to make it. We scraping our nickels and our dimes, and we trying to put it all together. You know, it was the most honorable Elijah Muhammad that taught us that no black nation can be successful trying to play the white man's game. No, man, I mean, we cannot. You cannot be successful trying to play the game the way that they want it played. How can you and me go for freedom and we try to do it the same way they do it? You trying to dot your I's and cross your T's the same way that they dotting their I's and crossing their T's. Man, they already mastered all that. They already mastered all that the way that we dot our I's and cross the T's. That's their game. And that's why we stuck in the mud and stuck in the same position, because you're trying to do it the way that they want it done. It don't make sense. It don't make sense. And that's why now we living so helpless. We just helpless, and we can't even overcome the devil because you're trying to do it the way that they want it to be done. This is shameful. This is shameful. We should have learned our lesson by now. We should have learned our lesson by now. We should have already rallied up. If we was going to do something, we should have already had rallied up and drove the cracker back to the caves and hillsides of Europe. Should have already by now rallied up and rallied the troops and driven our enemy back to the caves and the hillsides of Europe. We ain't did it yet. You know why? Because we punked out and we scared. Let me take a quick call here. 973-280, you're on the air, Black Power Radio, the goddamn white man. Your question or comment, Black Power.
Peace, bro.
Hey, peace.
I would just like to say this. I believe that the white man is still our enemy, and a great, very, very much so. And I'll tell you why. I work for a transportation company in New Jersey. I'm a strong black female. I fix the trains for a living. But you know what? Anytime they look at me, they feel threatened because I know my job, I do my job, and I do it a hell of a lot better than they can. But I'm going to tell you, they feel some kind of way because this young 24-year-old African-American young lady with long dreadlocks, they feel some kind of way because they sons that went to college and partied and vomited and did all the shit that crackers do, all the nasty shit, they can't do what I do.
Right.
So if they could fire me for anything under the sun, they would.
They sure would. They sure would.
Also,
man. Go ahead.
I feel like black people are becoming our own enemies because I do the same job side by side with other black men, and you know what? They would rather me push a broom than go under the train with them and fix it with them and make these crackers look like shit.
Right. Exactly. And that's real, but you know what? And I understand what you're saying, but I want you to always remember that you have to, again, pin the tail on the honky. Hell, we didn't, no matter what we do as a people, this is real, no matter what we do, we are not responsible for the condition that our minds are in. So even though we destroy ourselves, and this is real, we destroy ourselves, you got to know, like the Black Power General say, and our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, that we are automatic, systematic remote control. If they didn't enslave us, if they didn't rob us of self-knowledge, history, and culture, you think we'd be doing this?
I doubt it very seriously.
Nah, not at all. We wouldn't be doing this. We wasn't doing this in no Africa. Not original Africa. We wasn't doing this in no Kemet. We wasn't doing this in no Nubian Kush. We only did this once we got integrated. So who do you blame?
And hey, wherever there is a hell, I hope Willie Lynch is roasting in it.
believe me, Willie Lynch is definitely not in no hell under the ground, but on top of the ground, and we walking around in it every single day.
I hear that, bro. Thanks for listening out. Peace.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in, and stay tuned, because as this thing heats up, we're going to all need each other on the front lines.
No problem.
Hey, Black Power.
Black Power, bro.
And that's what I'm talking about. We'll take another one, 973-388. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Your question or comment, the goddamn white man. Black Power.
Black Power. Now,
what's going on, Queen?
My opinion, we're our own worst enemy.
Okay,
Willie Lynch created this problem, but we're not trying to solve it. We're killing each other. We can't stick together. We're the only race on this planet that operates like that.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. We are the most divided nation, and I always say nation. I don't say race. We're really not a race because, you know, black to have a race, that's a beginning and an end. We don't have no start, no finish. You always had a black man and black woman. But we the most divided nation anywhere to be found in the world. I agree with you.
Well, until we get that together, yelling Black Power doesn't work. Speaking on the radio doesn't work, although I appreciate what you're doing. Everybody can talk the game, but they can't walk the game.
Well, that's why we got to organize it, because the thing is this, is that the way we've been defeated by our enemies is just what you said, by being divided. We're divided into tribes, sects, and parties, and nobody wants to stand up. Nobody wants to man up except a select few, and woman up except for a select few. And we're trying to get more brothers and sisters to man up and woman up and deal with the situation. We organizing brothers and sisters across the globe and here in our countries, in the different cities. And so wherever you at, if you feel the sting of the beast like I feel the sting of the beast, we're just asking brothers and sisters to get with it, you know, because if like this last caller talked about Willie Lynch, if Willie Lynch's main aim was to divide us and keep us apart from each other, then what we supposed to do? We supposed to come together. We supposed to have been together by now. You know what I'm
saying?
Black
Nation has never been together. Black Nation wasn't together in Africa. We looked at shiny new things, and that's what they did in Africa, and that's why they were selling out their own people. We were born this way. It has not. Willie Lynch helped it, but we were born this way.
You know, we always had shiny things, though, Queen. I think it's a little deeper than that. I think, you know, you always got some greedy niggas or greedy Negroes that have been amongst our people. We always had shiny things, gold, silk, and all that. So it's a big thing with greed. I can't say that we ain't never been together because, hell, even in our greatest performances as a people, we worked together. We worked together. Our greatest civilization, we was working together. You know, and when we got enslaved together with the help of some of our own even. You know what I'm saying? So we've been together. We've had our greatest resistances together, even in Haiti and other places. We got to get back to our own. And that's why I would encourage you, sister, just not to give up on your people because we are not right now what we was and we're not what we're going to be. This stuff about to heat up so big now with the way that the crack is taking off is now and they taking back power. And this liberal thing is coming to an end. You finna see the beast in a real rare form now. See, they mad now. So just hold tight because ain't nothing that'll pull us together like the lash of this beast. The lash of this beast will force our people to join onto their own kind. So don't give up on your people, sister.
Oh, I never give up. I'm not active, but I'm about to get suited and booted again.
That's what I'm talking about. What's your name, Queen?
Lakeisha.
Sister Lakeisha. Well, hell. Suit up. Make sure your boots fit. Make sure they shine. Let's black boots stomp some crackers and some Negroes, all right?
All right.
Nothing but love. Black power to you.
Black power.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the thing. See, that's the thing, you know, and she's right. You know what I mean? We do a lot of things to ourselves, but hell, it's like you got to look at who's controlling our brains. Who's controlling the brain. Let's take another call. 502-650. You're on the air. Black Power Radio. The goddamn white man.
How you doing,
Black
brother?
Power.
How you feeling?
Hey, I'm doing fine, soldier. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was calling in to let you know that this was a great show, and you're making some great points. And you're right. You know, we do have to come together and organize in our community and start, you know, cleaning up our own community and stop asking people to do it for us. We need to do it for ourselves.
Is let me ask you this, because you got, there's people out here now. I just got to be real. There's people out here that believe now that the white man is not our enemy. We shouldn't focus on the white man, but we got to, you know, we got to deal with what's going on, you know what I mean, between different individuals in our own nation. Do you feel like the white man is still our open enemy, or should we just leave the white man alone? What you think?
Yeah, he is our open enemy, you know, because he is the reason that we're in the condition that we're in. He have took us mentally, physically, spiritually, took us from our name, our God, our culture, our bad ways, more ways, and four ways, even took us out of our damn mind. So he is, you know, like I said, white supremacy is institutionalized in this government. And, you know, and he is, you know, he is the one of a lot of our reason why our community is in the condition that is in because of that.
Really?
Because of him.
Have you experienced anything from the white man in your day to day life?
What you say again, brother?
I said, do you experience any brutality, anything from the white man in your day to day life that you recognize?
Yeah, true indeed. I mean, being harassed by the police, I was jumped by six devils. And And even though the God, you know, gave me the strength to get them involved for me, yes, I faced, you know, I faced racism as a young child. I faced it as a grown man, and not do as believe that exists here in America.
I feel the same way that you feel. And again, I'm still saying the same thing. I'm not blind. It's not like we turning a blind. Let me say, it's not like we turning a blind eye to what black people do to black people. If you look at our program, the 10-point program of the new Black Panther Party, it clearly says that we want an end to black-on-black violence, snitching, and collaboration with the oppressor. We addressing this stuff. We address what happens in our own nation. But what I'm asking us to do, brother, and everybody that's listening, I'm asking us to look at the root. It's just like having a cold, a sickness, or an illness. You got to address the root. If you sniffling and sneezing and coughing, yeah, that's your symptoms. But if you don't address the root, man, the cold always come back. I'm telling that straight, and you have to agree with me. But I'm just saying that what black people do to each other, those are the surface symptoms of the cold or the cancer of the white man.
That's right. Every time a black man kills another black man, he's feeding the mind of white supremacy. You know, this is designed for us to do this. You know, he gives us the guns, the alcohol, and he put the brother, one brother against another brother. He put the drugs in the community. And you know, if any time you put poor, you put, you know, drugs in the community, where there's poor people and they have no jobs, they have, you know, they don't have no type of economics really to help their family or feed their family, that's what they're going to go to. So then what he do, he builds the penitentiary. You know, he built more penitentiaries in America more than ever, you know, and
right.
75% of the penitentiary is black.
Exactly.
It's a private industry.
That's important to say. The prison system ain't no government and no federally controlled industry. That is private. That's privatized. That means a couple of crackers get together and invest in our enslavement.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I'm saying? So why wouldn't they want us to continue in this cycle? Why wouldn't they pump the drugs and alcohol in our community? Why wouldn't they put the guns in the hands of people who don't know who the hell to shoot? You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't they?
That's right.
Because they're going to make about 15,000 on every single inmate. They're going to make bread, man. This is business for them. That's why I say,
right.
Man, I got to blame the goddamn white man. You know what I mean?
You can't get past that, you know. I think when black people try to, you know, not to recognize that, it's just they want to make up an excuse, you know. And I think in their mind that they know, but they just want to make some type of excuse to justify the reason why he's not doing it, you know, and how he's not causing a lot of problems in our community, you know. So, you know, because, you know, you don't see one black man in the hood owns a drug factory. You don't see one black man in the hood who owns a gun factory. So who's creating it?
Exactly.
It's not us.
Exactly. Well, brother, thank you so much.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off. Go ahead.
I said, well, one thing we have to do is, you know, we have to accept that knowledge of ourselves. We got to know ourselves and know our enemy. And once we know ourselves, and we recognize who our enemy is, it won't be as hard for him to be able to set this type of thing up and this genocide on our people the way he is.
Exactly. Exactly right, Black. Thank you so much for your comment, my brother. Continue listening
okay,
to Black Power Radio, man. We're going to need each other in the future, brother, against this enemy.
Huh?
I said we're going to need each other in the future against our enemy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Black Power, brother.
Black Power, brother.
Another caller, 904-710. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Your question or comment on the goddamn white man. Black Power.
Black Power, brother. This brother, I will lie, Muhammad again. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. How you doing, soldier?
Trying to hold it down in the South, brother. Bro, it's like this, man. I want to tell the people, it's like this. I heard them talking earlier about the Willie Lynch thing, you know, and we've been listening and studying on that since at least 1995. First time I heard about it was a Million Man March.
Yes, sir.
And I look at it like, bro, we're a product of these things. We're a product of our own society. We're a product of what they made us. We the same people that we was in Africa. We're a whole different people, bro. They killed one brother in front of another brother to break us. They killed our
right.
women, brother, cut them open and let the babies hit the ground and stomp their heads with their boots, bro. You know, and that is some real tragedy to look at, man. And that was bloodshed. It took bloodshed. It took hate to get us in this condition that we in right now. And it's going to, bro, everybody's passive. I ain't passive. It ain't time to be passive no more. It's going to take bloodshed again to get us out of it. We done tried
exactly.
marching. We done tried talking. We done tried picketing. But until we kill some of these niggas and crackers, bro, I'm not condoning it. But that's what it takes to make us, to get us the way we is now. So without bloodshed, I don't even see no change. All I see is a whole lot of talk. You know what I mean?
That's all you're going to get. That's what I'm saying, Brother Muhammad. That's all you're going to get is nothing but a bunch of talk if ain't nobody willing to put in no action. You understand what I'm saying? And what I'm saying is, go ahead.
They don't mind killing. You know what I mean? And we call each other, we look at our brothers in the street, the homeless or whatever, and call them, oh, he a thief, don't let him come in. Or she a liar, don't let him come in. But look, who did we learn from for the last 400 years? The biggest thieves. We steal Newports and Bill and fucking VCRs. They steal countries and masses of people and countries and companies. You know what I mean? So we ain't we do it on a small level, brother. They doing it on a big level. Well, we don't look at the white man when they lie as a lie. We just look at it as they saw it. But, bro, we learn from the best devil. And until we get away from that devil, we ain't going to do nothing, brother, talk. We ain't going to do nothing at all. They can put me, I don't mind going to prison for my people. Somebody got to go to jail. Somebody got to die. That's how we became like this. Somebody had to get locked up. Somebody had to die. So it's an equal and opposite.
We all got different roles. My thing is we all can't be in jail. Everybody, see that's one thing that we definitely have worked to avoid in the new Black Panther Party. How the Black Panthers had so many comrades locked down that the enemy kept trying to keep us so locked down that they drained our war treasury, drained us as an organization, and so we worked hard to try to keep the soldiers out of jail. So everybody can't be locked down. Some do got to be locked down, though. So I feel
that's
you.
True. No, everybody ain't warriors, brother. That's real. Everybody can't be the warrior. You got to have brothers, but we need soldiers, brother, that don't mind. My thing is, I ain't saying let's go out and do it. I'm saying you can't mind. We scared to death, bro, and they put that fear in us. It's the fear in us and a lot of people, bro, that's embedded. We don't even know we scared when we scared.
Exactly. Just walking around.
We can set up with a gun in our hand and be scared as hell to shoot it, but we'll shoot
it. I see it all the time, bro. All the time. You see a whole corner of G's on the corner. Everybody strapped, and then the pig roll up and everybody scatter. I've never understood it in my whole life. But then the average citizen walk down the block and everybody's hard as hell. I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
If brother ain't from the hood, they going to want to beat him up, kick in the sleep. But if the devil walk through there, they scatter and run with guns.
That's what I'm saying. It's wild. It's the wildest thing I ever see. And that's why I love the example of the Black Power General. I love the example of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, the new Black Panther Party, and other warriors. It ain't just us. It's other warriors that's on the front lines, too. I love that example because we trying to teach you and show you how to take the fear to crack out your heart, man. Why you think we out here? You know what I'm saying, Muhammad? That's why we out here, to show our people how to get the fear of the devil out their heart, man.
Man, if we knew, if my people just knew how close they were to God and stop looking in the sky, bro, we can take this thing in 6 days. That's how I feel, bro. But we got to work, bro. We're
going to have to talk off the air, Muhammad, on that plan.
It took a job to get us in this condition. It's going to take a job to get us out of this, bro.
You ain't kidding. Let me get on to the other college, man. But it's always a privilege and joy to talk to you, brother. We're gonna have to build off the air and in these streets, brother.
My email is. You want my email address?
You go. Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, it's iwolayemusic@yahoo.com. I'm gonna spell that AWOLAYE Muhammad. I mean, YE music. iwolayemusic@yahoo.com.
Got you. Hit me up anytime,
brother. And you got my number already, right?
Yes, sir. I already got you.
Okay, well, you can call me anytime, brother.
All right. Well, same here. I'm gonna lock you in. When I call you, lock me in. That's how we network. We got to make something happen.
Black power to the Black Nation, brother.
Hey, Black power to you, my brother. And that's what I'm talking about, family. See, we coming through. We showing you. We just trying to show you that we know what time it is. Another call, 973-5. Let me see. That one, 973-582. I think you're on the air. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. Your question or comment?
Yes, Brother Sean. It's Brother Dashawn again. I wanted to say briefly, brother, I'm getting very tired of hearing other black folks say, that old world, black folk, we do it to ourselves. Yes, we do it to ourselves.
We were programmed to do it to ourselves. And you will, if you would notice, black people are the only ones that will actually blame ourselves for our own suffering. But you will never hear Jews say that they deserve the Holocaust. We always hear black folks saying, well, you know, black people sold other black people into slavery. But no one ever says to the Jews, you know, other Jews cooperated with the Nazis to help send you the gas ovens, okay?
Right.
So that's
right.
That's very sickening. I just wanted to say briefly, Brother Sean, that when dealing with white supremacy and white racism, Dr. Frances Chris Wilson says this. She says racism is the local and global power system and dynamic structured and maintained by persons who classify themselves as white, whether consciously or subconsciously determined, which consists of patterns of perception, logic, simple formation, thought, speech, action, and emotional response as conducted simultaneously in all areas of people, activity, economics, etc., for the ultimate purpose of white genetic survival and to prevent white genetic annihilation on planet Earth, a planet which the vast majority of people are classified as non-white, and most people are genetically dominant. And that's what Dr. Frances Chris Wilson said in terms of skin coloration compared to the genetic recessive white skin people. That's
exactly
my statement for the night.
And that's real. And you, I mean, you summed it up. You burned the queen in, and that's exactly what it is. We blaming ourselves, Brother Deshaun. We blaming ourselves, and at the same time, our enemy gets off scot-free, man.
Yes, and you want to know what Dr. Ben said? Dr. Ben says that he said a long time ago, you have all these people saying, well, you know, black people sold other black people into slavery, and African chiefs sold Africans into slavery, but guess what? That may be true, which it is true. Some of our African brothers did help to sell us into slavery, but guess what? You can't name one African chief who did it, or his brother, as Dr. Ben said. You know.
And the Baba said it right. You right on point. You bringing it, black man. That's what I'm saying. You bearing witness to the fact that we have to blame the goddamn white man. I'm telling
yes,
you.
And Brother Collie, when he gave that lecture, he was speaking to the Bloods and the Crips in 1990 when he was Supreme Captain, and he started his lecture. My lecture today is the goddamn white man.
Exactly.
And he broke down why he's called the goddamn white man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Before dropping the knowledge, Jews, Brother Sean, I'm out. I'll be listening for the rest of the show. Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, thank you so much, Brother Deshaun. And like I said, family, we really just bearing witness, but I'm also talking to you naysayers that don't understand why we keep our foot on the white man's neck. And I gotta talk about it, man. Look, if you have not heard, the man, the officer, I shouldn't say the man, the cracker, the beast, because he ain't no man, the cracker, the beast, the devil, the Satan, that shot our comrade, our brother, who's now an ancestor in the realm of the Egun, Brother Oscar Grant. This cracker, the system gave this cracker 2 years. 2 years for an assassination that was caught on tape. He's in the court. It comes out in the court. He called Oscar, you know, a nigger, and you know, and said other vile things against Oscar while Oscar was, you know, thrown on the ground, not a threat, didn't present a weapon, didn't even, you know what I mean, didn't even spit at the officer. And this man, this cracker, this beast, shot him in cold blood, assassinated him in cold blood, and the system gave him 2 years. And you all, some of you all have nerve to come to me and tell me that I shouldn't still call the white man Satan and the devil and the beast and the cracker and the peckerwood, and we shouldn't move on these goddamn bastards. You've lost your mind. You have lost your mind if you think that you are in this battle and the only way you're going to get out this battle is by blaming black people and saying black people is doing it to ourselves. We are number one problem and we are worst enemy. Hell no. Because there's the system in place, and there's white leaders in place. I don't give a damn what you got to say about Obama. Obama's controlled by the white man. Take it or let it alone. He's controlled by the white man. There's white leaders and white folks behind the scenes pulling the string on the puppet. They playing puppeteers, and they're doing everything in their power and using all their resources to keep their white power structure together and keep the white power structure on our behinds. That's why we don't have a nation of our own. That's why our people are, you know what I mean, accepting the religion and cultures of the white folks. That's why we taking the names and language of the white man. We didn't even speak English, family. We didn't even speak English. And when our people used to hear the Englishmen coming, they knew to either scrap, run, or duck. They knew something. And we didn't even speak. When we spoke like this, we knew it was drama. We knew it was a problem. Now we're getting on each other about speaking the white man's language and getting on each other about how well you can speak the king's English. Okay? We've been captured. We've been colonized. And the reason why we're doing this stuff to ourselves is because we've been captured. You should read something. Read about a syndrome called the Stockholm Syndrome. Read on the Stockholm Syndrome, that when a person is captured so long that they begin to develop sympathy for their captor. Stockholm Syndrome, where they captured so long, you captured and you held in bondage for so long that you begin to become sympathetic to the one that captured you. So we doing the same thing. We saying, nah, it ain't the white man. The white man didn't do it. It's us. We did it. But you know why that is? It's because we've been here for over 400 years. And in our minds, we have not developed a way to defeat the beast, haven't developed a way to defeat the cracker, so we turn on ourselves. But our ancestors didn't think like that. Can you imagine if Harriet Tubman or any of our ancestors thought like that? Can you imagine if Dessalines and all of them, Toussaint Louverture and all of them, thought like that? They wouldn't even have fought for freedom. They wouldn't even have went to try to get free. They just would have said, we are our own problem. Let's get away from black people. They knew better than that. They knew better than that. And then for some of them Negroes who did come against our freedom, they knew how to deal with them. It wasn't like we weren't dealing with the turncoats and the step and fetches on the plantations. We knew how to deal. You know what I'm saying? So we've gotten too far away from our original selves. We've gotten too far away from what our ancestors and foremothers used to do, and that's killing us, and it's hurting our freedom. You running around trying to reform the white man. You trying to reform the white man. You trying to do that which, you know what I mean, it's going to take you more time to do that than it takes to get free. You trying to reform the beast. You trying to change the nature of your enemy. And you so tenderhearted that you want to change the nature of your enemy instead of changing the conditions that your people live in. You don't want to have a revolution. You don't want to have no complete constructive change. You just want to try to be friends with the white man because you don't want to be called a racist. You don't want to be called a hater. You don't want to be looked at as somebody who's controversial, so you just want to reform the white man. Let me tell you, all of the people who came with a message from our creator, all of them tried to reform the white man. Every one of them tried to reform the white man. Modern psychologists have tried to reform the white man. You ain't going to reform the white man. Because a devil is a devil regardless of place and time. He was born a devil. What the Black Power General tell you? He was born a goddamn devil, and he will die a goddamn devil. That's what he said. He was born a devil, and he will die a devil. You can't get away from the teaching. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Why are you wasting your time trying to reform white people? All these people in our nation running around without self-knowledge, running around without a proper place to live, running around, you know what I mean, destroying ourselves, and you running around trying to reform the white man. Why? Why? It's because we weak and tenderhearted. That's why. You're so weak and tenderhearted, but nothing else in nature think like you. Hell, when anything in nature, any of them animals see their enemy, they're gone immediately. it's on immediately. The only time that it ain't on is when the two animals are reared up together against their nature, away from their nation, away from their pride, away from their school, and they intermingle and intermix with each other, and they don't feel like beefing at that point because they live together. That's the only time. You can put a cat and a dog together, and they'll live together as long as they can until their nature say we're supposed to be at odds. We the only people. Because we growing up with our enemy, they feel like we ain't got no enemy. You feel like because they bleed like you bleed, that we just brothers and sisters. Them a damn cockroach bleed, a mosquito bleed. They don't make it my brother and my sister. Come on now. Y'all killing me with this logic, family. And we suffer because of it, man. We suffering because of this logic. And our youth ain't respecting us. We look silly to the youth because the youth know that it's on. The youth know that we in warfare. The youth know that we got drama with these bastards, and you keep on telling them to integrate and not be at war with nobody. You keep telling them it's all good, it's cool, just chill. And we born for some funk. We born for some drama, but you won't point out to us who in the hell we got to overthrow to get some freedom. So again, since we ain't got no aim, and since we can't fight our enemy, we just fight ourselves. Hey, come on, man. You got to pin the tail on the honky. Some of you don't even talk like that no more. It ain't politically correct. You don't even want to say that no more. You don't want to say that the devil no more. You don't want to call him crap. You don't even want to say the word, let alone do something about it. Because it ain't politically correct. Man, the hell with your political correctness. How about that? To hell with your political correctness, man. It's about us. It's about black first. It's about the nation first. It's about black people, African people, indigenous people first. To hell with everybody else. I'm telling you, that includes anybody that ain't with us. And to hell with you. If you ain't one of us, it's about us first. We got to get ourselves together. To hell with trying to integrate with everybody else, bring all kind of other people into our movement, trying to be all politically correct and do it their way, and we suffering. To hell with that. That stuff don't work. It don't work. They rejoice every day when we think like that. They happy every day when we think like that and when we act like that. They love that stuff because it's no threat to them. Going to church, going to a mosque, and praying to some white cracker, that ain't no threat to them. None of that stuff is a threat to them. It's only a threat. They was only blowing the nose off the Sphinx when it was black. Huh? They was only robbing our tombstones and robbing our, you know what I mean, our sanctuaries when we had black pictures, when we had, you know what I mean, black images, when we had jewels of our own. That's the only time they did that. They didn't do that when you had white Jesus on your wall. And some of you so silly today, you'll fight a man over your picture of white Jesus. You're crazy as hell. That is not a threat to the beast. They gave us that stuff, man. They gave us what they teach us in college. They gave it to us. They gave it to us. So how's it going to be a threat to them? It don't bother them. You can't whoop the white man with the white man's psychology. Y'all killing me with this stuff. I have a psychology degree. The white man don't care about the psychology degree that they gave you. They want you. You only a threat when you think outside of what they gave you. When you got root knowledge, when you can talk about, you know what I mean, our schools, our mystery systems, huh? When you can talk about Hannibal or Carthage and others that they didn't teach you about, that's when you become a threat, man. Yeah. Anytime you talk and they talk, it's gonna decay your mind. It's going to decay your mind. You can't have no new growth because your mind is stuck on what they gave you. You know what I'm saying? And our elders been teaching us this stuff. The brother mentioned Dr. Ben and mentioned Sister Frances Cress Welton, and there's others. Our ancestors and our scholars been teaching us this stuff. We don't need no crackers to teach us a damn thing. You don't need no cracker knowledge, man. We reveling too much in the cracker's knowledge. You know what I mean? You don't need no. If you already know that they robbed your libraries, took your books from you, took our books from us, took our history from us, and they copycatted our history, and that's how when they was in the Council of Nicaea and all that, they came up with the Jesus and the Mary story and all that from our history and other cultures. I mean, why in the hell would you revel in that stuff, man? I'm not even talking on religion, but I'm just making the point. If you know they stole it from us, why the hell you gonna revel in that stuff? And you know that they plagiarized it and whitewashed it. Why reveling it for? What's the point? What do you need it for? Reverend getting up there preaching every damn day, lying every damn day, and he knows she know what time it is. They go to theology school and get told what time it is, and they get told how to fool the people and deceive the people. They know about the Council of Nicaea. They know about the Council of Constantinople. They know about this stuff, man. But they don't teach it. They don't teach it. Why don't they teach it? Because as the Black Power generals say, they're the white man's nigger in a dressed up way. They are part of the system. They are part of the system. They are part, they gatekeepers. I mean, you got some that are really just good brothers and sisters that are really trying to be good, you know what I mean? And they not in the elite. But I'm talking about those that are in the elite. I'm talking about them damn Bishop Eddie Wrongs. I'm talking about them that are in the elite. They in the elite. They know what time it is, man. T.D. Jakes and them other cats, they know what time it is. But they don't tell the flock, man. They not going to say nothing to the flock because they don't want you to think outside of what the beast, outside of what the master gave them. They don't want you to think outside of that. And so you know why we ain't free? It's because we keep on allowing these people to teach our brains. You ain't challenging them in a revolutionary way. We ain't challenging the white man in a revolutionary way. We're trying to play by their rules, play by their system, play by their knowledge, huh? You worshiping they deities. You know what I mean? We not going back to the root of who we are as a people, and we losing, and we clearly losing. We losing by a landslide. I don't give a damn if we get mad. I don't give a damn if you don't like what I'm saying. I really could care less because I'm not saying nothing wrong. I'm telling the real. I'm telling the real. It's about the black man and the black woman. We've been here all this time as a people. We come all this far just to bow down to a cracker. We come all this far just to bow down to the cracker, to bow down to his universities, get all trapped up in the crackers' plagiarized Bible, get all trapped up in their religions, get all trapped up in their culture. We come this far to bow down like that, for real? We are disgracing the names of our ancestors, man. And brother and sister, pardon me. I'm just real about it. We disgracing our people's legacy with this stuff. We're disgracing them. We got all these beautiful names that come from our people. All these beautiful names, and you got to walk around with the white man's last name. All these names that our people have from all kinds of different African languages, and we got to walk around the white man's last name. And you so silly that you won't even take a African or indigenous name unless you go down to the white man's court and get it stamped and approved by the white man. We crazy as hell. We crazy. You damn right. I blame the goddamn white man. The Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz break it down. They told us why would we say the goddamn white man? They say because God is damning the white man. I mean, straight up. They are damned individuals. They damned. From the moment they come into the world, they damned. I mean, I'm telling you, these are only people in the world that come into the world with tails, man. They come into the world with tails. Just YouTube it. Google it. These are actual beasts. We want to keep talking about these. We're all human beings. We're all mankind. No, the way that these individuals were made, they are created inherently to work evil and straight up do devilishment. It's not that we making fun. This is their nature. They are natural born killers. Remember that movie? Natural born killers. They love blood. They love the taste of blood. They don't even cook their food. They drench their food in blood, man. Okay, we can't get so spaced out thinking about You know, they saw a UFO over New York, and you know, there's a planet above the Earth. We can't get so spaced out that you forget about the white man. You can't get so spaced out thinking about a devil under the ground that's going to stick you and jig you for the rest of your life, and you scared to fight this beast. What good is your teaching? What good is the teaching if the teaching does not teach you to fight your enemy? If the teaching does not teach you to get free, if the teaching don't make you love yourself, respect and protect yourself, and respect and protect your woman, what good is the teaching? The teaching ain't no good at all. You should throw it in the garbage. Anybody that's teaching you against self-love, you should throw that teaching in the garbage. Anybody that's telling you that the white man is not your enemy, you should forget about that. You shouldn't follow him. You should have nothing to do with him. You should march their ass right up out of power. You should have nothing to do with him. Because the proof is in the pudding. The proof is obvious. We the ones suffering with this stuff. We suffer while they skate away. And so that's why I said I can't allow us to get sidetracked, brothers and sisters. Because there's enemies and agents among us. They want us to get sidetracked. They want us to get off course. You want us to focus on the branches and deal with something that ain't got nothing to do with nothing while the white man skates away free. While they get away free and we don't hold anybody accountable. We have nothing to aim out there but nothing to defeat because we so focused on the branches and so focused on the symptoms instead of dealing with the root. Like I said, we you know, it's too many of us waiting to go to heaven, and you ain't building no heaven for yourself. You waiting to go to heaven. One day I'm going to go to heaven, but you ain't building no heaven right now. And your enemy is building all kinds of heaven all around you, all up in the sky, you know what I mean, in terms of in the universe and all on the ground. They building all kind of stuff right now. And the poor black man and black woman just sitting and waiting around, waiting for some day that some hand will come out the sky, some kind of green man or something will come out the sky and put you in some kind of heaven. It ain't going to happen. And none of our ancestors taught that. None of the teachings that come from our people teach that. None of that. It don't talk about that. So that's the white man stuff. That's the white man stuff. You living in the white man's world, and we suffering. You look at our dietary conditions. We eating like the white man, and we suffering because of it. You suffering because of it. Eating all kind of sugars, all kind of starch, all kind of processed food. Eating like the white man, and the white man has a system like a pig. They can drink, they can smoke, they can get high, they can eat all kinds of pork, all kinds of grease, all kinds of sugar, all kinds of starch, and it don't affect their body the same way it affects your body and my body. It don't affect us the same way. Their body is a completely different body. They have a completely different makeup, a completely different biological chemistry than the black man and the black woman. And here you are, and we are trying to imitate them. You're trying to imitate them. You thinking that being at the top of civilization is going to some restaurant and ordering your food and telling them, you don't got to cook my food. I want my food raw. You know, I want my food raw. And you really thinking that you're doing something. And you're not realizing that you being like them, you're killing yourself. You're killing yourself. And you giving and you taking yourself out the war. You taking yourself out the war, brother and sister, trying to be like them. And so that's what I'm saying. We're not a threat to them. We're not a threat to them doing things the way that they do things. When they go to take over a nation, yeah, definitely they will study the ways of that nation. They'll study the moves of that nation, but then they move in a way that is productive to what they're trying to do. They don't emulate the people they're trying to take over until they've conquered them. I want you to hear me. They take over first. They take the land first. They destroy and annihilate your culture first, and then they take over. And then if they decided there's something of good that you have for them, then they take it from you. We just defeated. We would just let them take over us and not even offer a worthy resistance. And that's what I'm saying. And then we get so sissified that when a group like the New Black Panther Party t- tell you, hell no, your enemy ain't yourself. Your enemy is the cracker. Then we become professional cracker savers. You a professional cracker saver. We the number one defense for the white man. The white man ain't even got to stand up and defend themselves. You gonna have these Negroes just watching in a few short days. They gonna stand up and try to defend the cracker that shot Oscar Grant. They gonna say, oh, we should have some redemption and all this and all that. We defend them way more than anybody's ever defended us, than we defend ourselves. Professional cracker savers. We save the cracker. We the ones. Hell, if there was a little green man that was going to come from another planet and defeat this white man, he'd have to blow our asses up too, because you'd be right in the way. You'd be in the way. Can't even get to the white man, because hell, you in the way trying to defend the beast. And the beast ain't defending you. The beast don't even want you, for real. To be honest, they don't even want you. Don't have nothing to do with you. I don't care if you on the job or nothing. They being fake. Trust me. They being fake. And any white person, I'm talking about in America, really wherever, that has to put up with black people or is around black people, it's because of a social and class condition. Ain't because they love you so much. It ain't because they love you so much. It's because they ain't got no power. They ain't got no power. And so because they ain't got no power, they got to exist. Right where you at. Many of them coming off into the ghetto. You think they want to be in the hood with you for real? They don't want to be in the hood with you for real. And they sitting around watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians and all these other little crackers running around. They want to be on top of their society. They want to be on top of their society, but they ain't got no power. They're not in no elite group, and so they can't do nothing. So they got to stay in poverty where you at, all right, and where we be at. I'm just trying to tell y'all something. It's race first. Pardon that expression of race. It's nation first. Don't forget the teachings of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Don't forget the teachings. And for those of you who believe in the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, stop watering down the teaching. If you watering down the teaching, man, stop watering it down. It was Elijah Muhammad that said the white man is the devil. Man, he didn't bite his tongue when he said that. He'd be right there in the room with the white folks and teach the white folks on why he calling them the devil. And you think he ever bit his tongue on that? Hell no. The Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, was quick to call him a cracker. You think he bit his tongue on that? Hell no. What you biting your tongue for? What we biting our tongue for? You scared in 2010, and we got all this technology that bears witness on who they are. You know what I'm saying? We got all this technology, and all you got to do is type it in Google, the white man is a devil, and you get a million-some instances on why the white man is a devil. But you won't argue with me. You won't argue with me. For what? For what? What you arguing with me for? We should be uniting. We should be on the same point, on the same purpose. It's nation time. We should be building a nation. We don't even have time to argue. You don't even got time to argue. Well, I mean, what the hell are we arguing for? What in the world can a white man say to a black man or a black woman or a white woman say to a black man and black woman that should make us argue? What can they say? You know what I'm saying? Unless it's falsehood, what can they say? Hell, we got to be about us, brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? You cannot be so caught up in America that it divides you as a black nation. That's why I go to war with this term African American. I go to war with that term African American because African American is a term that they made. They made that term. Hell, they even, I mean, truthfully speaking, they even made the term African. Well, we use that for communication purposes, but I'm just trying to be real. They even made the term African. They made American. They made African. Them are two terms that describe a people that are colonized by the white man. Man, we are the original people, man. We, you know, we the first and the last. It's us. We the rulers of this planet. But we asleep. And waiting on some cracker God to come save us from the white man. I would never understand it. How are you going to wait on a cracker God to save you from the white man? How are you going to wait on a God that the white man gave you to save you from the white man. It don't make sense. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just leveling with us. We got to do something different. We must do something different. We must build a nation of our own. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. We are the blindest, most deafest, most dumbest people without knowledge itself. We just dumb. And we getting our butts kicked. We getting our butts kicked. Because we won't wake up. We want to just stay asleep. We want to just stay asleep in a 6,000-year slumber, brothers and sisters. A 6,000-year slumber. But I'm telling you right now, especially with this new shift in power change that you just saw the other night with the elections, I'm telling you straight up, there's about to be a universal awakening. There's going to be a universal awakening that our people are getting ready to go through on a real basis. On a real basis, we are about to be forced to wake up, or we just going to perish. We just going to die off. You just going to die. I'm telling you. Either we wake up or we die. That's where we at right now. You know what I mean? You can't get caught. You can't get caught up in their way. You can't get caught up in their rule. Because right now you're going through a shift. There's a shift change. There's a power change between two worlds. There's a power change between the world of the white man and a power change in the world of the black man. And too many of us, we got caught up with the election of Obama, and we thought that the election of Obama meant complete revolution. You thought that by Obama getting in office, that was a revolution. No, brother and sister, that was just a black man driving the bus in the same direction. He got 2 years in the same seat. And he's already telling you he's getting ready to try to work with the white right and deal with the white right. I mean, I'd be a hypocrite not to pull this coattail and call him on that. I'd be a hypocrite to say that it's wrong, that the direction that he's going is wrong in terms of making war just because his approval rating is down. He's doing the same thing that Bush and them did. He's doing the same thing that Clinton and them did. Making war with, like, other nations that ain't did nothing to America just because his approval rating down. Man, I'm telling y'all, it's a page out the same playbook. It's a page out the same playbook, and Negroes was lulled to sleep. We was lulled to sleep, man. I'm telling y'all, so many people I saw it walk around with their heads up high, you know what I mean, when Obama got in office. I'm telling y'all, I mean, if you voted for him, that's your business. But I'm just telling you, we had our heads way up to the sky. We were just so proud because a black man was in the White House. And I kept telling us that Harriet Tubman and our other ancestors, Sojourner Truth and others, didn't die, you know what I'm saying, for a black man to be in the White House. They didn't die for that. That ain't what they were sacrificing for. They weren't sacrificing for that. They were sacrificing for complete freedom. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, they were sacrificing for us to go all the way free. You know what I mean? So you can't be lulled to sleep because they could pull the same trick again. What if they put another black man in office? You know what I'm saying? Now, see, here's how you know that is BS, because if they would have put Clarence Thomas in office, you know what I'm saying, you really wouldn't have been with that. You really wouldn't have been with that if they had put Clarence Thomas in office. But because they created a man that fit the bill, fit the description, now we bought that hook, line, and sinker. And I'm just telling y'all, because they tried to pull that little trick with the new Black Panther Party talking about we endorsed this one and we did that one and we did this and that. Nah, we didn't endorse nobody. What our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, did, he said that he was taking the momentum of the people because they were ecstatic about blackness, a black man coming to arise. He said he was taking the momentum of the people and using that for organization purposes towards black power. You can't fault a brother for that, because that's a wise, you know, that's wise thinking. If people are fired up and they're ready to organize, then hell, you got to use that to produce black power in a black nation. But we never told you to go to no polls. The Black Power General taught us. He said he ain't never voted, man. He said he ain't. He said he was proud to tell you he ain't never voted. We ain't never told you. I mean, you can do it if you want to, but we ain't never told you to go to no polls. It ain't. We ain't never told you to vote Democrat or vote no Republic. What the hell we look like telling you to vote Democrat or Republican? No, we telling you be with the new Black Panther Party as your party. If you're going to have a party, you know what I mean? Tell them your party's Panther. And you with the principles of my eye, and you with Black Nation, Black Power, Black Laws for all Black people, Black control. That's what you tell them. You don't tell them you know Democrat and you know Republican. What, I mean, come on, what the hell is a Republican or Democrat? They've done nothing for us. The Democratic Party has done nothing for us. The Republican Party has done nothing for Black people. Period. Period. Dot. They always talk about, well, in the early days, the Republican Party worked for the freedom of Black people. That's bullshit. I'm just telling you, I got to call it straight. They didn't work for no freedom of no Black people. They worked for the control of the slaves. They worked for the control of the slaves. That's all it was. When the Democrats came in office, they worked for the control of the slaves. All they wanted to do, any war that they fought, if they were fighting for land, they were fighting for land control, or they were fighting for the control of the slaves, the control of the resource. They wasn't fighting to put you in no power. They wasn't fighting to put no Black people in no power. I mean, come on, we gotta think. We gotta think. There's so much sickness and drugs in our community. For what reason? Just by happenstance? Just by happenstance is sickness and drugs and all this in our community by happenstance, or is there a bigger plan, a bigger picture that's going on? You can't sidestep this as no conspiracy theory. You can't sidestep this as no conspiracy theory. This ain't no conspiracy theory because we going through it. We've been going through it, and we going through it more and more now. You know what I mean? Study Iran-Contra. Underneath Ronald Reagan, Noriega, and them boys. Study Iran-Contra and look at the hidden hand and look at the hand on how they put crack cocaine in our community. Look at it for real. Look at the point of why it's in our community. There's drugs in every single nation in the world. Every single nation in the world, there's drugs, there's alcohol in the world. So you gonna tell me that the government does not know that there's drugs and alcohol and all these diseases in the community? You gonna tell me they don't know about it? Like it's, you know what I mean? They sponsoring this stuff. They are sponsoring our genocide. They sponsoring it. You know what I mean? Do you know that? That they left trucks in L.A. I'm talking about during the beginning, before the gang thing really got out of hands. They would leave open trucks in L.A. full of guns for people to come and just grab the guns out the truck and take them to do whatever they will with them. This is real. This is documented that there would be trucks that would just appear in the hood full of guns. Why was that? Because they knew we didn't know who in the hell to shoot. They knew when we were so destroyed, we wasn't going to raise up and do nothing for no freedom. They knew that stuff. They already knew it. They already knew that once they got the crack in our community and once they got the drugs in the community, we was going to shoot ourselves. We was going to shoot Black. And many of you today, even conscious brothers and sisters, you get your guns and the first thing you say is, let a nigga try something. Let a nigga do something now. Let a nigga come through my window. It's the point when we crazy as hell. When I'm telling y'all that at the root of all of what's going on with us is the goddamn white man. It's the white man. Don't come to me talking about no Illuminati. Don't come to me talking about no Council on Foreign Relations. Don't talk to me about none of that. Call it what it is. It's the white man. It's the white man with a sprinkle of black and brown here and there. Whatever it is, it's the white man. Now, if you want to talk, talk to me about how you deal with these crackers. Talk to me about how we deal with these fools, huh? That's the kind of talk we should be talking. Talk to me about how we get their foot up off our neck. Talk to me about how we can take the land from them. That's how you should talk to me. Don't talk to me about. No, it's the Illuminati. It's the Council on Foreign Relations. It's the Brulé. It's this, it's that. No, talk to me about how we deal with it. How we going to handle it. How we going to take their ideas up out of our minds. How you going to take them up out of your heads. How you going to go back to being your righteous self and get away from being wicked like the white man and white woman. How are we going to do that? Talk to me on that kind of talk. Huh? Talk to me that kind of way. Because when you start talking to me about space aliens and the Illuminati and this, that, and the other, and hey, you lose me. You lose me, and I'm going to tell you why. Because again, all them names is just names to get away from calling the white man and calling them out. Why you think that? Hell, why you think that we keep saying separation was the best and only solution? Separation, a nation of your own. Why you think that's the best solution? That's the best solution because once you integrated with them, you lose yourself. We disgraceful right now, family. We disgraceful right now. All our forefathers wanted was to go back to Africa. All they wanted, our forefathers and foremothers, all they wanted was to go back to the motherland. All they wanted was to go home. They just wanted to go home. They just wanted to be themselves, be free, to live in the light of a brighter sun. That's all they wanted to do. That's all they wanted to do was to be strong black men and black women with a proud history, a proud culture, to be bold, to be fearless, to be uncompromising warriors. That's all they wanted. So what the hell we want today? What, you want your spinning rims? Okay, it's cool to get your spinning rims. What, you want your chain? All right, it's cool to get a chain. What, you want to be glittered, have the best dress, have the best fur coat, whatever you want to have? All right, all that's cool. But what about going home? What about having a land of your own? What about black power? De Kwame Ture die for nothing? Did he suffer? Was CIA injected cancer for nothing? Huh? Come on. Did the Deacons of Defense, did they suffer for nothing? Come on. Did the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, did he suffer for nothing? Did we go through this stuff for nothing? Did the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad suffer for nothing? Any of them that you can name, any of our warriors that you can name. Is our sister Asada Shakur, is she in exile for nothing? Huh? Somebody talk to me. What did they do it for? Why did they do it? Why did our people fight if we ain't trying to get free? Why do they go through that stuff if we right now in 2010 in the position, in the heart of the beast, if we going to be some punks, if we going to be some sissies, huh? If we going to be some cowards, what they do it for? What is Mumia Abu-Jamal enslaved for right now? What is he doing that for? What is he going through it for? What's the point? Man on lockdown all his life. They won't even hear his appeals. They won't even look at the evidence. He can't even get retried and get a fair trial at times. What the hell is he doing that for? Why did the move, our move, brothers and sisters, in the move movement, what did they get a bomb dropped on them for? Killing men, women, and children. What did they do that for? What was Huey P. Newton assassinated for real? Huh? Why did Bunchy Carter and John Huggins lose their life? What did Geronimo Pratt get framed up for real if we just gonna punk out and be cowards and be sissies and not fight for self-preservation and a land of our own? They just wasted their time. And all of us should look them in their eyes and tell them they wasted their time. We should take ourselves over to Minister Huey P. Newton's grave, and you should take yourself to the cell of Brother Mumia Abu-Jamal and all the prisoners of war that we got. You should look them in their eye and tell them they wasted their damn time, man. If we ain't going to rise up today, if we ain't going to do the right thing and be bold today, what did El-Haj Malik Shabazz, Brother Omar Wiley, Minister Malcolm X, what did he sacrifice his life for, man? Did he sacrifice his life for us to be cowards? Hell no, brother and sister. Hell no. I can't, I don't know about you, I can't look them in the eye and say you wasted your time. You know, you was fighting against this beast, and for those that have passed on to the ancestral realm, you got killed in this mission for me to do nothing. For me to just be a little punk coward, and all I'm going to do is, all my contribution to the revolution going to be, I'm just going to talk on the radio every single week. That ain't what this is about. I'm playing the position that the ancestors gave me to play so I can rally others and fight with you in the war. And fight with you in the war. That's what I'm saying. It's about linking up outside of this thing as well. Some of us are becoming Facebook warriors, family. You becoming Facebook warriors. Huh? You becoming a YouTube warrior, a MySpace warrior, a Twitter warrior, blog talk radio warrior. It ain't what this thing is about. If you think it's just about warring on Blog Talk, warring on Facebook, warring on MySpace, warring on YouTube, warring on Ustream or whatever, you in the wrong movement. You in the wrong movement. What this is about, Blog Talk is about getting the message out so we can connect around the globe. Facebook is about getting this message out, organizing so we can connect and make moves around the globe. You know what I'm saying? All these little mediums that the white man made in the first place, we should be using for the mission. You know what I mean? If the ancestors was here, those that have passed on, if they were here, they'd be using this stuff for the mission. They'd be using it for the mission. You know what I'm saying? They'd be using it to reach black people and reach our youth. They'd be using it to install a proper culture and install a revolutionary mentality in our people. We dropping the ball. We dropping the ball because of the goddamn white man. We comfortable. We talking about warfare. What about living in the woods? Can you survive in the woods? Can you survive without electricity? Can you survive without a microwave? Can you survive? Huh? If you got to hunt for your food, can you survive? Can you survive? If you got to boil your water, if you got to make a fire, huh? Can you survive? And we talking all this talk about who's the toughest, who's the boldest, and again, our enemy make a fool out of all of us. There's no better time than the time right now to unite. You know what I'm saying? We got to have our nation so tight. That when I cut, you bleed. When I cut, you bleed. You know what I'm saying? When you cut, I bleed. I mean, it's just weird. It's just weird how far we have fallen. I was talking to a sister a few weeks ago, and you know, she was just saying that she didn't understand how people wore their hair in a natural style. Couldn't live without a perm. I mean, you got sisters out here that cannot even, and I'm not knocking you, sister, if you got a perm, but I'm just saying you can't even envision yourself without a perm. Brother can't envision himself, you know what I mean, without his hair fried, dyed, and laid to the side. You can't envision yourself like that. You can't envision yourself. Come on, family. We doing the white thing. That's why I said I would just love to get an opportunity to sit down and talk to a person like Nicki Minaj or somebody that's out there pumping that craziness. I'd love to just really talk, and I hope that, you know, these messages, I hope that they reach your doorstep. I hope that the teachings of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad reach your doorstep, because you have people, you got women especially that are following you and looking up to you. And that want to be like you, and you teaching them about being like Barbie. Instead of teaching them to be like Queen Asantewa, you teaching our women to be like Barbie, family. I mean, it's the wildest thing. I think we got a call here, 904-710. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Your question or your comment on the goddamn white man, Black Power.
Oh, they got to know mama teaching.
Hey, 904-710, you're on the air. Question or comment?
No, sir, but I must be by mistake. Go ahead. I'm still listening at this five, bro. You doing your thing.
Okay, all right. No problem. Black Power. And so I'm just saying, I'm just talking to a sister right now, like Nicki Minaj. You know, she's not the only one. But I'm just saying, I would love to just sit down and talk, because I'm saying, and here's a woman, and truth be told, I'm just trying to show y'all something. Here's a woman that behind the scenes, she say she conscious. Some reports even say she you know she was a believer in African spirituality. The others say she was a Muslim. I don't know, but I'm just saying that she says she conscious behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to some of her early work before the Cash Money work, you hear her making references to Minister Malcolm X and some of the other ancestors. You hear this in her work, so you know some kind of way, some kind of consciousness has hit her. So the point is, they sell it out for the dollar. These rappers, these R&B singers, you know what I mean, they selling out for the dollar. They selling out to the corporations. They selling out to the labels, and they don't want to kick the real revolutionary hip hop, revolutionary culture, revolutionary singing has been totally removed from music. Been totally removed, and these are the same people that's claiming they're keeping it real. But they not keeping it real about our condition. How you keeping it real, but you not keeping it real about the condition that our people are living in, man? You got little girls just went all around the world with this Halloween thing, dressing up in neon green wigs, trying to be like Nicki Minaj, man. And there's no response from the culture of our people, from the consciousness of our people. This is crazy. This is crazy as hell. This is crazy. And again, who do you blame? You got to blame the goddamn white man. I'm not cussing out. I'm telling it to you real. You got to blame the goddamn white man. You have to. We're losing our dignity. And see, that's what I'm saying. No other people do this stuff. We're the only people that go to a concert and let the fool on the stage disrespect our women, call her a bee with an itch and everything else, and somebody don't roll on their behinds. If we was in other nations, other dignified nations, and they acted like that, you would have some of the people that would get on stage and they try to take their damn heads off. They would try to take their damn heads off if they was on stage rapping and singing and disrespecting our women and disrespecting our people. They wouldn't stand for that stuff. But because we see it every day, we're becoming desensitized to it. And I'm just telling y'all, there ain't going to be no spook God that's going to save us out this condition. Ain't going to be none of that. I'm just trying to break our minds of this stuff. It's not going to happen like that. I don't care what you say. It don't matter. If Casper the Ghost has not helped us by now, Casper ain't going to help. We gotta help ourselves, and it's not it's not beyond our scope and beyond our reach to help ourselves. We got friends right here in the Black Nation. There's enough of us in the Black Nation to get ourselves together. I'm just telling you, I don't know about y'all, but I don't need no crackers, no crackers with no psychology degree working on my mind trying to get my mind together. I don't need that. I don't need no crackers telling me about who I am, where I come from, and the cracker teaching Pan-African Studies class. This stuff is crazy. It's that we allow white folks to teach Pan-African Studies classes in colleges around the globe. This is crazy. And every time I see them, I always give them hell and tell them they're out of place. How in the hell can a white man teach a black history class or teach a Pan-African Studies class? It does not make sense. It don't make sense. But this don't bother us. It don't bother us. We'd rather fight each other, fight ourselves. You'd rather see the black-on-black organizations fighting each other than you going against the enemy, and the enemy is taking over the nation. Taking over the nation. Taking over the minds of our babies. Your baby wrapped up in iCarly and wrapped up in Hannah Montana. Man, the hell with Hannah Montana, man. How the hell you going to let your baby suffer from Hannah Montana and you don't produce no black image? I fight my own daughters on this stuff. I promise you. I mean, Hannah Montana, come on, I try my best to change the channel. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, it's in my own house. I'm not no hypocrite to it. They be influenced by this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? The TV influenced the babies. And so I make it a point to sit down with mine, read with mine, you know what I mean, interact, touch and bond with my children, because hell, I'm not going to let the TV outraise, you know what I mean, raise my babies. I'm not going to let that happen. You can't let the TV raise your children. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the TV raise your babies. The TV will teach your babies white supremacy. The television will teach your babies how to love a white man. It will teach that. You know what I'm saying? You'll find yourself caught up. You watching Friends and watching Cheers and, you know what I mean, watching all this type of craziness, man. I'm telling you, the TV is destroying the minds of our babies. What you're hearing on the radio is destroying the minds of our babies. I gotta say, like Dead Prayer said, turn off the radio. If it ain't nothing revolutionary, if it ain't nothing progressive, turn off the radio. Just turn it off. If it ain't nothing progressive, turn the TV off. Just turn it off. Some of us, we can't even exist in a quiet room. You know, you can't even go to sleep with the TV off. The TV just got to be going. The TV got to be just blaring some craziness. And all the while, you're not understanding that they pumping subliminal messages in your mind through the TV. It's pumping subliminal messages all through the TV, all in your brain. You know what I mean? Because you won't turn the TV off. You won't turn the radio off. You scared to hear your own thoughts. I mean, this is the conditioning that we have suffered under from the white man. So what do we do? I don't want to just leave us, you know what I mean, without no solution. You know what I mean? I got to be responsible. I got to give us a solution to this. Because whether you understand it or not, the devil's power is a false power. It's a false power. Remember the acronym that the gods used to use for fear, how we would say false evidence appearing real, you know what I'm saying, for fear? It's the same thing. It's false. It's a false power. And so I'm just going to tell us, if you want to defeat the goddamn white man, number one, you got to accept the fact that they are your enemy. And then when I say the white man, I'm telling you straight up, I'm not leaving out the white woman. I'm not leaving out the white woman. The white woman, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz bear witness, is the manufacturing system of the devil. Some of us is losing me with this, because we will blame the white man all day. We'll pin the history and hersery and our damage on the white man, but we won't include the white woman. And you got to include the white cave bitch. That's what I said. You got to include the white cave bitch. She's not an original woman. She's a bitch. And I'm just telling you straight up. You got to include her in the matter. She is the manufacturing system of your enemy. Every time she laid down and had babies, every time she laid down and 9 and some say 10 months, every time she... It's you're losing me. You're losing me loving, you know what I mean, these white women, and thinking that it's okay to deal with the white woman. I mean, for what? What can a white woman do for you that the black woman can't do? I'm being real. What can the white woman do for you? Huh? What can the white woman do for you? Somebody please let me know. Just let me know, what can she do for you that the black woman can't do? I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't get it. There's way too many people in our nation. There's way too many in our nation that know what's up. You know what I'm saying? That know what's up. And way too many black brothers and sisters who are meant to be with each other for you to be sweethearting with the white woman. For you to be sweethearting with the white man. It doesn't make sense. There's way too many of our people that can relate to you. I mean, what is it? What is it about her? It can't be her features. Miss Pale Face, Miss Stale Bone, it can't be the features. How could you I'm just speaking to the men right now, how could you as a man want to even wake up next to that every day? Or how could you as a woman want to wake up next to that man every single day? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I'm disgusted by even the thought of it. But the point is that every time she opens her legs and gives birth to one of them babies, she is the manufacturing system for your oppressor. They're manufacturing oppression. When they have their companies, they're not thinking about you and my babies taking over the company. They thinking about their babies. They thinking about their babies taking over the land. They thinking about their babies taking over the economic opportunities. They not thinking about you and my babies. So every time they produce one, they thinking about their babies. They thinking about white supremacy, white domination, white imperialism, white rule every time. So you a traitor. That's what I'm saying. If you got a white man or white woman in your house right now, and that's your mate and that's your spouse, you a damn traitor to the black nation. You a traitor to the black nation. I'm just telling you what, like, the Black Power General told us. He say that if you got a white woman that's your wife, hell, tell her she's out of luck. Hell, if you got a white man that's your husband and your spouse, hell, tell him he's out of luck. He say that when you wake up to yourself, and when you wake up to who you really are, he said, just know this. He said, just know that one day you'll wake up and you'll want justice, and you'll want a real justice because you'll be in love with yourself and in love with your people. I mean, you got it. Once you're in love with yourself, you ain't going to want nothing white. You ain't going to want it. But we want that because we not in love with ourselves. We want that because we weak. And I'm really for the men, most of you men, really get them white women because you weak. You a punk. You a sissy, and you know that them white girls ain't gonna require nothing of you. You know what I'm saying? They not gonna ask you nothing. They not gonna ask you to maintain them. And you can talk to them any kind of way. Talk to them all crazy, and so that's why you get them. That's why you're with them because they not gonna put the demands that a black woman gonna put on you. You a sissy. You a coward. Just straight up. And we gotta call it like it is. Gotta call it like it is. And then it's the same thing. The sisters be weak too. The sisters be falling for that old weak stuff, that old punk stuff, falling for that old, you know what I mean, sly little smile that the little white man give them, and you think that they really love you. And you really convince yourself that it's all about love. It's about love. You can't help who you fall in love with. The hell you can't help who you fall in love with. The hell yes you can. Hell, you better take the medicine that your grandmother and great grandmother had, if she had any sense, take that medicine. You might want to get you a nice swallow of castor oil and gulp that down, and a nice swallow of some black power oil and gulp that down as well, because there is something going on. And everybody picking up white women and trying to intermix and intermingle, and then you won't build up the black nation. You cannot build up the black nation with no white woman on your arm. You cannot build up the black nation sweethearting with the white man, and none of our ancestors would support you in that. As I said, another show. Could you look at Emmett Till and ask him to support you in that? Huh? Could you look at Mega Evers and ask Mega Evers to support you in that? Could you look at Malcolm X's father, who was killed by the KKK, and ask him to support you in that? Could you ask the brothers and sisters who were hung from the bridges and hung from the trees and ripped apart by a white man, a white skunk, tied between two horses and ripped apart? Could you ask him or her to support you in that? Could you get the support of a black woman whose womb was cut open, and her baby, her young baby, drop on the ground, and the boot heel of a white cracker stomped on the head of that baby? Could you get them to support you in that? You just a punk and a sissy and a traitor. You a punk and a sissy and a traitor. If you want to stop white rule and stop white domination, then you got to get you a black woman, black man. You want to stop white rule and stop white domination, black man, you got to get you a black woman. The black man got to be with a black woman. The black woman should be with the black man. At the very least, you shouldn't be with no white man and no white woman. That should be all the way out the question. That should be all the way out the question. It shouldn't even come into the equation. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't even enter your pretty little black African mind. It should not even enter to the situation. We always want the easy road. Then you got these ones talking about there's a new phenomenon, and it's a white girl with ass, you know, white girl with a backside. Man, these blackers running around getting lip injections, butt implants, chest implants, and all kind of stuff. Our sisters are naturally beautiful, and I don't care who's listening, who think what. There is no more beautiful woman on the planet than the black woman. There is no more. The most beautiful woman and the standard of beauty in our nation is the black woman. She's the standard of beauty. You know what I'm saying? You can't judge the standard of beauty by white fashion. White fashion, they make their woman look like little boys. They make their women look like little boys. They be all thin with no chest, no hips, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then here you come along, sister, with your shapely self, your shapely self, and you trying to fit off into their clothes. You trying to fit off into their style, and you gotta pull and tug and snug and everything else to try to fit off into their style. And they built and dressed like little boys. Like little skinny stick figures. That's not for you, sister. That ain't for you. You supposed to be dressed in your gaigle. You supposed to be dressed in your royal robes. You supposed to be dressed in a style that complements your goddess nature, that complements who you are. And the black man ain't no different. We gotta stop dressing like the damn white man. I can't stand some of these styles. They got them skinny jeans. They got them skinny jeans and what you call them, man bags. No wonder so many of our women is turning to other women. I mean, not endorsing it, but I'm just saying, no wonder. Because, hell, I mean, you walking around with a man bag. It ain't no man bag, it's a purse. You walking around with a purse, man. A purse, a straight-up purse. A grown man with a purse. You know what I'm saying? I seen this picture the other day of Shaquille O'Neal, and Shaquille O'Neal walking around in a dress, trying to look like Beyonce, a grown ass man. He over 6 foot tall, and he running around in a dress trying to look like Beyonce. And you a big old brother, Shaquille O'Neal. What the hell, brother? Come on now, get a backbone, black man. Get a backbone, black man. Stand up and be strong. Quit making a coon and a buffoon out of yourself. Quit making a coon and a buffoon out of yourself. Stand up and be counted on, black man. Hell, you hung around other strong pro black brothers and sisters. Take the advice, black man. Hell, you running around putting on a dress trying to look like Beyonce for, and you think we supposed to laugh and that's supposed to be funny. You lost your damn mind. I mean, this stuff is crazy. It has gotten too far. It has gone too far. This stuff has gone too far. And as the Black Power General told you, there will come a time when the real brother and the real sister will begin to deal with you. They will begin to deal with you. You know what I mean? All of us who act like this and who you know, put these dresses on and get up and disrespect your woman in these songs. I remember that the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad taught us. He said that there will come a time when you get up and you start singing them old disrespectful songs, calling your women hoes and bitches and whatnot. He said there will come a time you have a damn skate squad. He said there'd be some brothers and sisters on skates, and they'd just skate on the stage and just whoop the hell out of you on the stage because you're disrespecting your people. And it's the same thing. All you brothers running around wearing dresses, and you got man bags and man purses, and you're wearing eyeliner and lipstick, and your hair is chartreuse and yellow and all this stuff. It'll be a time, man, that the real black man and real black woman will mud stomp your behind. And we're going to have to, because we can't get free like this. We cannot defeat the goddamn white man with them skinny jeans, man bags, eyeliner, and blonde wigs and dye. We can't. There's no way. This stuff is disrespectful. It's disrespectful. You disgrace the legacy of our ancestors with this stuff. You disrespect the minds of our babies. Keep talking to our babies about a Santa Claus and a Easter bunny and Easter baskets and all this other kind of craziness. You disrespect us, and you disrespect the legacy of our ancestors and those who come before us, and it's not going to be tolerated no more. We don't have time to fight against each other, brother and sister. We ain't got that kind of time. We at war on all fronts. On all fronts, we at war, and we fighting 24 hours a day. This ain't a thing where the white man lets up, and you know we get a break and we get a vacation. You know what I mean? You get a timeout and you get to go to the ring and recuperate yourself. It ain't that kind of thing. This is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week war. And if there was 8 days, they'd be fighting your ass 8 days. If it was 25 hours, they fight us 25 hours. They don't relent because they know the moment they let up, they'll lose power. So we got to be involved in the war. I mean, you got to be willing, like the caller said earlier, you got to be willing to suit up, man. You got to, if you fell out from being suited up, you got to suit back up. You know what I'm saying? You got to get busy. We got to get busy. It's too much for us to do, too much work for us to accomplish to be worried about some old petty stuff that somebody said, some old he said, she said, or allowing the enemy to pit us against each other over some old Willie Lynch syndrome. It's too much for us to do. It's too much for us to do. And we will never reclaim our glory, always worried about this old small stuff. You got to stop being ashamed of your own. Stop being ashamed to be black. Man, you got to begin to get back in the spirit of a say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. You know what I'm saying? Too black and too strong. Got to get back at it. Got to get back at it if you lost it, man. Because I'm telling you, we the only people that's going to rep ourselves. We got the greatest history in the world, and we the most ashamed people. We got the greatest history in the history of man and mankind, and we the most ashamed people. We selling ourselves out, and we selling ourselves short. And I'm telling you straight up, the new Black Panther Party, and as long as Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is in charge, as long as Sean Kwali got breath in his body and other strong ones got breath in our body, we ain't going to let you fall for the okey-doke. You can't, and you're not going to fall for the okey-doke. We are not going to disrespect the works of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad for you Negroes to walk around with damn man bags talking about let's get free. Man, it's not going to happen. We're not going to disrespect the legacy of the Black Panther Party and then you walking around with eyeliner on and clear nail polish like some old sissy and some old fag talking about you fighting for freedom. It ain't going to happen. And you're losing the respect of your women with this kind of foolishness. I can't get over Shaq. Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, you walking around like Beyonce? Come on, brother. Listen, we right here at the 1 minute hour now. And I'm just telling you all that if you believe in 2010 that you are more of a problem than the white man, just stick around. Just stick around. They're going to force us to come together. They're going to lash us so hard. because they mad. They mad at the progress of black power and black nationalism and Pan-Africanism. They going to mash on us so hard. They are going to force us to come together. I want y'all to tell me what y'all think. Email me, mvpphq@yahoo.com. Just email me, CC Sean Quali, you know, National Minister of Communications. Email me and tell me what y'all think. Am I off point? Should I not be talking about the white man, or should I just, you know what I mean, should I let it go? Or should I pick up the pace, mash the pedal, you know what I mean, and make them pus come out of their eyes? Y'all tell me. MVPPHQ@yahoo.com. Don't forget to check out our website. We're restructuring it. We're going to have much more for you on there in the future. So it's an all-purpose interactive website, newblackpanther.org. I don't know. One thing I'm clear about, and if I ain't clear about nothing else, you got to not pin the tail on the donkey. You got to pin the tail on the honky. Love y'all so much. Don't forget, join us. Join us again this coming Monday for our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We love you all so much, and we leave you as we came with black power.
It's fun for all the leaders. Let's all take the mic. It's fun for all the leaders. Let's all take the mic.
Yeah, got out the 600, running chicks on them. Neighborhood, no, we coming. Jake hate him, snakes cannot violate him. Pimps memorize his lines verbatim. He reps in YO, gifts he knows to YO. Not church, this how we tied though. He walks the tenement, sleeps at a super fly condo. My kind of nigga, my icon, my idol. No certificate for this misfit who handle business. The odds stacked against him, he fights back, Mac and business. Never puts cash or ass before friendship. He laughs last, and some die young, he is still existing. Somehow he got around the pitfalls of the system. When he walks, we watch. When he talks, we listen.
To the mirror, and as you, I say, look at me. Everything you like, it fresh from the factory. Everything you do, it impact me. Your lifestyle attract me. Parents try to distract me. When I grow up, I want to be like you exactly. And as soon as I get up, I distract me. There's no way anybody could have stopped me.
I gravitate toward the aura and all the mannerism. Descending out of order and man start moving busy. Locking up the corners, the streets and all the buildings. Me love you like a father, me ready and me willing. Anything where you are taught is lying my dominion. And me have similar thoughts, I share the same opinions. Me have it say you're smart, with my best interests at heart. I'm following your path, your mind where you are one.
The Caesar, the monsters, the grandiose, the martyrs, the hell on earth pompers, Ellsworth, Bumpy Johnsons, the Harlemites, the Garveyites, black as the credit card we swipe, popping down the night for all of mine. I can see myself back at the Audubon, Malcolm on the podium, shells dropped to linoleum, swipe those, place them on display at the Smithsonian, next to only gems that were left behind by holy men, infectious, charisma of those who gave us direction, the anti-sexist, resistance against oppression, progressive thinking, ghetto speakers, protesters against the colored only section to the Genesixin, the Frost Nixon, the contradiction, the cross, the crucifixion, the loss we took for sinning, on Easter's back inscription, that it was written, that nothing is coincidence. They took our leaders and they lynched.